Happy Mother's Day, Marianne. Love, Bob. Now that I've said that publicly, do I still need to send you a card?
You might as well not. But that is one thing that you're great at, sending cards. You send cards to everybody in the family. I don't. I always forget the card. But no matter what the occasion is, whether it's like, no matter what the Hallmark holiday is, like you always have a card and you always sign them the same way. They all say the same thing. And I used to collect them, but then, you know, I ended up throwing away like, I don't know, like 100 cards that you gave me because they all say the same thing. They say, love, Bob.
Yeah, I'm a man of few words, except between 6 and 10, Monday through Friday. But there is one exception. Our baby, I sign her cards with love, Dad. And then in parentheses, they put D-Y because I've gone from, you know, from daddy to dad now that she's 21.
I always thought that meant like do it yourself.
No.
But you have learned a lot about Mother's Day, haven't you, Bob?
Well, you mean, are you referring to what I did when we first got married?
Yes, and I do remember it very well. The kids were so sweet. And, well, you know, you came into a family where I already had two kids. Mm-hmm. And they were pretty young. And, you know, the kids treated me like a queen that day, you know, giving me gifts, breakfast in bed, and, you know, making little things for me and all that stuff. And then at the end of the day, it was just you and me. The kids had gone to sleep. And I said, wow, it was Mother's Day and you didn't even give me a gift. Why? And you said, you're not my mother.
but I've learned. I've made up for that since, haven't I?
Yes, you really have. I mean, I think that was the first and last one like that because you know what to do, you know what to buy, and now you even turn down the softball guys on Sunday, Mother's Day.
That's right.
And you say, you know, and I don't really understand, why do those guys play softball on Mother's Day? Like, they're all married, and they're all, you know, fathers, and, you know, mm-hmm. But, like, why do they do that? It's just one Sunday.
Well, I don't know. I think they make up for it in other ways. But what do moms really want? That is the question we're all asking today.
Well, here's what moms really want. First of all, it's a holiday to honor moms who should be honored like all year long for everything that we do. But it's also nice to do something really thoughtful, you know, because that way, you know, you make somebody feel like you really gave it a little bit of thought. So it's different for every woman and every family. But, you know, for example, I love going to a really nice restaurant with you and whatever kid is in town and available. I mean, to me, that's like a great experience. So when you make reservations at a restaurant that I love, and it doesn't have to be a fancy restaurant, but when you make a reservation at a place I love, you know, I think you're thinking about me, and you know that I love theater, so and I hate to have to beg you to go. So if you like surprised me with tickets for something that I'd love to see, it would make me think like you thought about me.
And you know, I'm really thinking about you and not me when I get you theater tickets. But I do make good reservations, right? And then when I bought you the bicycle, that, you know, continues to be something that you love. But are you looking more for an experience or something or a material item?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be an experience. I mean, just something that I didn't say, hey, Bob, go to the store and buy this. Mm-hmm. You know, like you're not just following directions. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like in the past, you've gotten me jewelry that I loved because I have said, you know, months earlier, oh, I love this, you know, and then didn't buy it. And then, you know, you might surprise me with it. And like you said, the bike, that was, you know, that was the beginning of a new part of my life. Like, I had been riding like a really bad bike, And you bought me this bike, and it got me into biking, and I don't even use it anymore because it's, you know, now I'm like, now I have a road bike, but I love that you got me that. It was a true surprise. And this year, if you, for Mother's Day, buy yourself a bike, that would be a great Mother's Day present for me, because then you can keep up with me.
Yeah, little did I know when I got you that bike, that would mean I would have to start going on 25-mile bike rides. How about some other ideas last minute?
Okay, well, you know, it is Friday, and Mother's Day is Sunday. And even I was scrambling last night because I had been putting off getting my mother a frother for her Nespresso coffee maker. And I had to end up buying one that just whatever arrives on Saturday, you know. But there are a lot of options out there because I was looking late last night. So and anything on Amazon, you can just make sure that it's something that has a Saturday delivery or even Sunday delivery, you know, and it'll get there on time. But, okay, one of the best gifts that you have gotten me ever, I can't stop highly recommending this, a digital frame that is preloaded. And that's what you did. You got that for me for Christmas with the kids. You had the kids do all the work, find the pictures, and read the instructions on preloading it. It's super simple. But
they help.
Anyway, yeah, so a digital frame, the one I bought is made by Aura, A-U-R-A, and they sell them also, if you want to pick one up, at Apt. Mm-hmm. Because I just saw them there recently. But it's so nice to have that.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I know. You know me. Every night, it's on our piano. And every night, you know, the last thing I do before I go to bed is play the piano. And I'm sitting there looking. I can't get my eyes off these pictures. And I'm always sending people pictures of the pictures as they come up. It's just such a joy. And there's also, you know, like beauty treatment certificates, like a facial or a manicure or a massage, or even a surprise weekend getaway where the mom of your life doesn't have to be in charge of making all the plans. And if you don't have a mom in your life because your own mom passed away, there are things that you can do to honor her. And those are really nice things. Like, for example, take the day off, clear your schedule, visit her gravesite, just talk to her, share your favorite memories of your mom, write her a letter or a poem. So things like that that you can do if you have lost your mom.
Yeah. Should I share that memory of my mom now, who didn't like accepting gifts?
Please.
I have fond memories of what she would tell me when I'd bring her a box of candy or flowers. She liked chocolate-covered cherries. I thought that would be safe, but remember what happened?
Yeah, it was the first time I had ever met your mom. I seen your mom on a Mother's Day, so I went with you to her apartment, and I do remember, like it happened yesterday, you showed up with her very favorite candy, which is a box of chocolate-covered cherries, and then you handed it to her, and you said, "Happy Mother's Day, Ma," and then she said, "What's this? Take it back or I'll throw it out the window."
You got any chocolate on the recipe list for SavvyPlanet.com?
Not chocolate, but it is that time of year when everybody is, you know, aiming and wishing for warm weather gatherings and, you know, all the fun appetizers that go with that. I was at one of those last night, and one of my favorites is salsa and chips. And I've got this recipe for a smoky roasted salsa that's going to spoil you forever because you're never going to want to have another one. It's super easy to bake. I would have never thought of it. You actually have to roast the tomatoes and the chili peppers. It's authentic, delicious, and super easy to make.
Savvy-Planet.com. Happy Mother's Day, Marianne.
Subscribe and you'll get the recipe in your mailbox on Tuesday.
I'll be home soon.
Okay, thanks.
Plenty of gifts.